Starting today, the minimum wage in Massachusetts gets a 75-cent bump up to $13.50 an hour. This is the third consecutive year the wage floor has increased, but with the state still stuck in a pandemic economy, WBUR's Adrian Ma reports that the stakes are even higher for workers and employers.
For advocates like Cindy Rowe, the latest increase couldn't have come soon enough for workers.
The minimum wage increase is so critical right now.
Rowe is with the Jewish Alliance for Law and Social Action. Back in 2018, it was one of many groups that pushed state legislators to pass a law that'll eventually bring the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Minimum wage workers are essential workers. They are out there working in grocery stores, cleaning buildings, taking care of our seniors and those with health care needs.
And especially now, with the economy on the rocks, she says workers need a wage that'll help them support themselves and their families.
The minimum wage is what's going to help stimulate our economy and bring it back. It means more money in the pockets of workers who will spend it right away at local businesses.
The advocates and the labor people who say all of the dollars you spend on payroll trickle back to your business, it's just a bogus argument for restaurants.
Doug Bacon is a longtime veteran of Boston's restaurant industry.
More than 40 years, including the time working for other people.
And in those 40 years, how many times do people bring up your last name as like a...
Regularly. Maybe I was born to be in the restaurant business with a name like Bacon.
And maybe he's right. Bacon owns 8 Boston-area restaurants, though half are in hibernation. And he's got a problem with the increased wage floor for tipped workers. At $5.55 an hour, that rate is 12% higher than last year.
The tipped wage is really going to have a very small positive effect for the working people who are earning tips, because the vast majority of their income is tips.
But for small business owners, that higher hourly pay adds up.
So it means we're going to have to raise our prices, and that makes it difficult.
Because people don't have to eat out. He says it adds more pressure on an industry already hobbled by the pandemic. Now, it's worth pulling back for a second to mention that a minimum wage is not the same thing as a living wage. According to MIT, a living wage for a single Massachusetts adult with no kids is $15.50 an hour. And that is $2 more than the new state minimum. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.